So living your vision, that's what I want to talk about today. Living that vision that is in your heart. You know, we're getting now into the season where we're going to be having a lot of graduations. Kids are going to be going off to college. They're going to be going out in the world, and they're going to be saying, you know, what is mine to do? What is it that I have come here to do that no one else can do quite like me? You know, what would the world miss out on if I didn't do it? You know, these are some pretty good questions that we need to ask ourselves as adults. I think we need to ask it, these questions, throughout our entire life. You know, what am I here to do? What is God trying to reveal through me? You know, what is my purpose? Why have I come to this earth life experience to accomplish? What am I born to do? Because there is something within you that you came here to do. And so this week, in the weekly email that we send out on Tuesdays, and in my thought for the week, I wrote about the fact that Bill and I have, for many years, since 1994, adopted retired greyhounds. And a member of our church in Tallahassee was a vet, and she not only had a clinic, but she would also work at the local track to take the greyhounds, to pull greyhounds off the track when they were retiring, and to adopt them out. And so that's how we got to know about greyhounds. She said, would you like, you know, we were thinking about getting a dog, and she said, why don't you think of a greyhound? And so we met, our first greyhound was Barbie, and we just fell in love with her. And it started us this attraction to these wonderful animals. And so, but one day I said to Melanie, I said, are they forced to run? Because I went out to the track one time. I said, are they forced to do that, or do they love to do it? And she said, oh, no, they're born to run. They love running more than anything else in the world. And she said, you want to see? She said, bring your girls out to the track one night, and we'll go out to the practice field in the back, and you can see them run full out, because I had never seen that before. And so I take my dogs, two of our greyhounds, to the track, and she had a couple of hers, and we muzzled them up, and we took them off leash, and they just took off. They didn't need any coaxing at all. And, I mean, their running was an incredible, beautiful sight to behold. I mean, the passion, the love, the beauty with which they ran was just overwhelming. And in that moment, I really felt what it was like to do what you were born to do. And it set me out on my own journey, quest for my own, you know, what is it that I'm here to do? And so, you know, we know that every journey has a destination. You know, every one of us is going to end up somewhere in life. A few people do it with purpose. They end up somewhere on purpose. And those are the people who have vision. They're the people that hold vision. Now, if I were to ask you to describe to me your life in 10 years, I bet you could paint a pretty good picture financially, relationship-wise, where you are in your career. You could probably, you know, even you could see beyond where you are right now, and you could probably see what could be, and for the most part, what should be true of your life. That's vision. And a clear vision, a really clear vision, along with courage to follow it through, dramatically increases the chances that at the end of your life, you'll be able to look back and with deep satisfaction be able to say, I did it. I succeeded. My life counted. But without clear vision, then, you know, you'll probably get to the end of your life and begin to start wondering, you know, wonder what could I have done? What should I have done? And for, like many people, begin to say, you know, did my life really matter at all? So we're here in life with the need for a purpose, meaning, and adrenaline, something that gets us moving, gets us going. Jesus gave us a hint of this when he told us what we're here to do. He said, shine. You are the light of the world, so now go out and shine your light. I mean, I don't know how much clearer he can get. You know, just Should I do it? To go out and be it? And so what better person to really study than an Olympic champion? We have the Summer Olympics coming up. And they truly shine. You know, these Olympic champions, they prove to us that it's not all about athletic ability only. But there's something else going on. There's something else that molds a winner. John E. Anderson, a consultant to the U.S. Olympic teams and many individual athletes, he said there's only an infinitesimal difference in athletic ability between number one and number two. What counts is what goes on between the ears. I've seen dozens of young men and women who reached deep into themselves at a critical moment and found something that brought out their very best. And so I want to take a look at these Olympic champions and what makes an Olympic champion great. I have discovered that there are several elements to this. So the first thing, Olympic champions have a dream. They have a dream. You know, Christy Yamaguchi, she visualized herself as an Olympic champion the very first time she put on a pair of ice skates at age 6. And then she shaped that dream, and she held on to it tenaciously, and she worked hard to make that dream come true. And so what is your dream? You know, do you have a dream? Or maybe it's lost or buried or put on a back shelf somewhere, but you can't choose the thoughts to hold in your mind that will attract your experiences to you unless you've got a dream, unless you have a vision, unless you're focused. And so we want to be able to focus. It's our third principle in unity. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And so if you don't have a dream in your mind and you don't have, you know, your life isn't focused on what it is you want to achieve, then what will happen is you'll go along and you'll just take whatever comes along. And that's sad. That's very sad. Because there is something that you were born to do. Each one of us has that within ourselves. And just as important, athletes surround themselves with those who support their dreams. This is very important. Dominique Dawes, who helped the women's gymnastic team get a gold medal in 1996, was the first black female gymnast to represent the U.S. in the Olympics. Her mother's advice to other parents of athletes is simply, believe in your child. Believe in your child. I think that's a great advice to any parent, whether you have an Olympic champion in your family or not. Believe in your child. You know, see beyond any obstacles that may be before him or her. And so the first step in creating a vision for our life and the first step on the road to success is being able to dream. To dream. Believe in yourself. And surround yourself with people who believe in you. Why wouldn't you? That's how these Olympic champions make it. They surround themselves with people who believe in them. Second thing that Olympic champions possess is that they are fired up. They're fired up. The Olympic flame burns deep within them. Every athlete comes to the games knowing that they are a winner. Even if they don't go home with that gold medal, they are still a winner. They are driven to not only be the best, but to do their very best always. That's why Carl Lewis, who already held 8 gold medals in track and field, chose to compete again at age 36. He was fired up, and he didn't want to let go of that. Swimmer Janet Evans confessed, I just wanted to get up there on the winner's stand one more time. You know, so anyone who wants to rise to the top of any endeavor must have that same drive and that same positive attitude of I can and I will. Not maybe, but I can and I will. And the clearer the vision, or the stronger the drive. The clearer the vision, the stronger the drive. So get clear on what is that dream? What is your vision? Third thing about Olympic champions is they bounce back. They always, you know, television coverage always talks about the winners. But there are a lot of people who are also defeated. And athletes know that losing is part of what they do. It's just part of the game. You can't always win. But real winners in sports or in the business world are those whose failures inspire them to get up and to keep on going and try again and again and again, each time learning from their mistakes. So not only do they understand losing is part of what they do, but learn from your mistakes. Olympians deny the power of failure to defeat them or define them. They pick themselves up and they go into training even harder. They go at it with a greater passion. And so they're fired up and they learn from their mistakes. Fourth thing about Olympic champions is that they aim high. They aim high. Florence Flojo Griffith Joyner wrote in her diary before the 1988 Games that I expect to run and win the 100-meter dash in 10.54 seconds. I think she was a unity person. Because when Flojo crossed the finish line, guess what the clock showed? 10.54 seconds. She not only saw herself winning, but she was able to call the winning time to the split second. Set your goals high, affirm, and strive for excellence. Not for perfection, but for excellence. Whatever you do, do it with great excellence. The fifth thing that Olympic champions do is that they allow for adversity. You know, no matter how much you rehearse, things don't always go as planned. Have you noticed that? You can plan and plan and plan. Things happen. When Christy Yamaguchi fell on the ice in the 1992 Winter Olympics, spectators groaned. But Christy just picked herself up, flashed that dazzling smile of hers, and spun back into her program. She was ready with a substitute move, just in case, so that she could regain her rhythm and her balance and catch up to her music. And her performance was flawless from then on. And here her spirited recovery gave her the gold medal. A tribute to her determination and courage. And so, know that there will be adversity. Plan for it. Have the courage and determination to get up and go at it again and try again with that determination of succeeding. So, plan for that. And the last thing about Olympic champions is they never, ever quit. They don't. American sprinter, and I think this is absolutely amazing, Gail Devers, the year before the 1992 Summer Olympics had come, she had come within 2 days of having both of her feet amputated. Not good for a sprinter. But she never, ever gave up the dream of running again. And miraculously, the disease disappeared. And she competed in 1992 and again in 1996. She didn't quit. Never give up the dream. Never give it up. Olympic champions, what they do is they put aside everything that stands in the way of them going for their dream. Everything that kind of gets in the way, they put it aside. They know and they've claimed their dream. They know what they were born to do. They know why they're here. They have a very clear vision of their life. And then they work so hard to get there. They know that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And that's the power of vision. Vision actually sets up a direction for your life. It's sort of like a road map, if you will. And without it, we get lost. Without it, we get lost. A clear vision makes it very easy for us to weed out of our life anything that stands in the way of us achieving what matters the most. I just want to share with you a couple of powerful vision statements. Bono, who founded the One Campaign, his vision is make poverty history. Simple as that, make poverty history. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple, his vision, to make computers that are easy to use. Pretty clear, make computers that are easy to use. I love Starbucks. You would think it would be about coffee. Creating an environment where neighbors and friends can get together and reconnect while enjoying a great coffee experience. But their main purpose is to connect, to create an environment where people can connect. And do they do that well? They do it extremely well. And by the way, you also have a great coffee experience in the meantime. And so vision translate. So your vision statement doesn't have to be huge. I mean, you know, verbose. It can be very, just a few words. But know what it is you're about. Vision gives you purpose. Vision equals purpose. It gives you a reason to get up in the morning. You know, and because of the purpose, you know who you are. And you matter. You really matter. And without you, you can't be or do. I mean, you can't do or do or have anything. You know, without you, there won't be anything. And so you need to step into that presence and really know, listen to what you have come here, and you will be guided to know what that is. Because without you, what could be and should be won't be. You know, so don't let anybody hold you back. There is something that you have come here to do that only you can do. God has given you a vision for your life. You have that vision. As a vision for your life right now, you need to catch it. You know, listen for it. Mold it. Write it down. Let it run your life. It's your unique gift to the world. I once saw a button that said, "Enjoy life. This is not a dress rehearsal." And so claim your dream and start living your vision today. Don't wait. Just do it. God bless you.